Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, yeah. Okay. Let's talk about night two of WrestleMania in the city of... Dude, oh, I want to... Because they're in the city of brotherly love, if brother love does not make an appearance in some form or fashion, I will be slightly disappointed. It's the perfect spot.
Yeah, I mean...
Not be involved in a match, but, you know, some kind of...
If you're going to have Bruce around, have him do something worthwhile.
Amen.
Like, you have him do something to tell him to hit the bricks.
Yeah, hurry up and get him, you know, get him to be that role one more time before, you know, lawsuits and such possibly.
Yes. Happen,
depositions.
No. Night two begins with, says here, Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre beginning night two.
Yeah.
This is for the World Heavyweight Championship, and Seth Rollins will have wrestled the night before as well. Mm-hmm. So he'll be beat up.
Yeah, well, so with that, CM Punk's going to be involved.
Commentary, yes.
But Drew McIntyre has made more heat and talked more crap about about CM Punk than he has Seth Rollins.
Yeah, so the logical thing is you use the two matches in a row. Like, maybe Drew McIntyre could get involved in that night one match, you know? Because he's been kind of like teetering that way. He could get involved. He probably will be involved in that.
Yeah.
There you go. So he'll probably have some involvement in that. And then, I mean, I think Seth Rollins drops the title to Drew McIntyre night two. Absolutely. I think that has to happen. And then McIntyre will probably get a good run until Punk's ready to come back. And they know more about that than we do.
Yeah. That's the timeline. Other part of that. Yeah. Who knows how long that is or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, plus, like, I'm not too high on the Seth freaking Rollins bandwagon, really. I mean, it's kind of like, it's still the same matches and stuff. It's more about, like, what crazy outfit he's going to wear.
Yeah, it's gotten too into that. Like, he's one of the best in the world, but all it is lately is canned laughter and girly clothes.
Yeah, it's not really changed.
No, it's been the same. So he needs a reset, maybe a little time off. Maybe him and Becky both lose and take a little time off, a little break. But
they got it. Dude, you realize, and I'm sure, that like their little daughter, who may be like two now, who knows, but like they travel by bus with their daughter and live life out of a bus. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They made jokes about the buses the other a couple weeks ago on SmackDown. I was watching. It was a scene with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton being chummy and funny together backstage. And Kevin Owens punches the guys who wear the little quarter T-shirts.
Oh, deadly virus.
Pretty deadly. Yeah. Those guys are so good at being jerks, man. Those guys are the most hateable sons of bitches on earth. And it's entirely because of those shirts they wear. That is the whole gimmick, is that shirt. Because you see him walk out in that shirt and be like, I hate these guys.
But don't you love their theme song? Is it ABBA, or at least sounds like ABBA?
It does. It's just, they're going to do good. But
I called him Kevin Deadly Owens Virus.
Threw one punch and hit both of them in the face. Then he walks off screen like, hey, Randy, you want to go hang it on your bus? I laughed at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Randy, you want to hang it on your bus? I don't have one.
Well, who was it? Cody hung up with, was it Randy or one of the Usos? They got drunk after a pay-per-view and then had to go do press afterwards, and they were both drunk.
Yeah, I don't remember who, but I remember that happening.
Yeah, that was good. It definitely an Uso was involved.
Yeah. This second match seems, this is the most obvious one on the show, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Bayley going over.
Bayley is going to get the belt from Io Sky. She has to, and then Bianca is going to turn heel on Bayley. And then that's where we go from there. That they've already laid it all out. They had so much time between the Rumble and WrestleMania that they've laid it all out blatantly on SmackDown.
I tell you what, though, I'm not talking about the attraction level that I was talking about with Kairi Sane, but Io Sky, what an amazing wrestler. Like, incredible.
Yeah, Bayley is one of my absolute favorites too, man. Like, Rhea has set a new standard, but for years and years, I told anybody who listens, now Bayley is Charlotte, Becky, whatever. Bayley's better than both of them.
You also love her big old ass.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, at first I thought, maybe she wears like gauchos. There's like the pants she wears. I was like, oh man, make sure. But no, it's her butt.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you won't happen. You won't, you like, you won't find bikini pics of Bailey or nothing going around either. She's kind of modest about it.
Oh man. I thought my Google wasn't working.
Nope. No, it is. I think.
Oh man. Yeah. So I totally agree with that. Boy, there's not been much of a, you know, dissension on what we're, what we think is going to happen here.
No. And a lot of the night two matches so far, there ain't as much to say about it, man. Like the third one, it's LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine you put the younger guy over, but hell, they're both in their 40s.
Yeah. We talked about on the other show the other day about AJ Styles. Like, he is, I mean, he's clearly been going to the gym a lot.
Yeah, he has. Yeah. He has.
I mean, I've never seen that dude. We saw him wrestle when he was early 20s down in Cornelia, and he's been in studio with us before. I mean, like, yeah, this dude is ripped now.
He looks better than ever, man.
Yeah. As far as who's going to win, lose, I don't know.
I mean, I figure it'll be, it has to be LA Knight going over, but I don't really care. It'll be a good match.
Yeah. Yeah. The only real, like, arc of this is, like, you know, LA Knight went to AJ's house and tried to fight him in the front yard. I mean,
yeah.
That's been done before on a greater level with Pillman and Austin. So
they do that a lot now. One of the shows the last 2 weeks, somebody on AEW was breaking in somebody's house again.
Good God. Oh, they, yeah. Billy Gunn. They broke into their dad's house.
That's right. Yeah. They broke in Billy's house. Yeah.
How'd you break in? Well, it's her dad's house. We kind of knew where the key was.
Yeah.
It's under the DX rock in the front yard.
Yeah, it was. Oh man.
You know, yeah, that it's not good. That big of a match when they show over here on the card stipulations, or you know what the match is. It's a singles match.
Yeah, it's just a regular singles match.
Yeah, singles match.
That's all they need though. And you gotta have some just regular matches too. Well, one.
Yeah. This one here, I've said this before. I wanted to hate him. I don't like him, but I enjoy watching Logan Paul wrestle, and I'm shocked I'm saying that.
He's so good at it, to be so limited in his experience. He's so good to have barely done it ever, but he's so damn good.
So good at it. Kevin Owens, you got to evolve a little bit. You know, even Hogan, he'd rip his shirt off, but then he'd make a little funny bandana out of it, tighten it. Or, you know, he'd change the colors in and out. Kevin Owens is the same kind of attitude, the same t-shirt scheme, the same. There's nothing changed. And I
it seems to work though, because he always is over with the crowds, like everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, Randy Orton, though, God bless. I mean, put the belt on him.
Yeah, give it to him and let him have a run and do some of that John Cena open challenge type stuff. It'll be great.
You mean the Cope open?
No, I meant a good one. Not something that sucks.
Something they don't do for a month and bring back, and you got to act like you remember the win-loss records or whatever?
No, it's not that I hate that company. I do want them to do well. It's just 90% of the stuff they've done lately has sucked. But I'm watching right now Jay White wrestle 60-year-old Billy Gunn, and they're having a hell of a good match.
The dude, Billy Gunn is, incredible. Remember,
the fact that he's having this kind of singles match is a testament to how great Jay White is in the ring. But again, he's a guy they completely don't use to do anything on this show ever. Like, they signed him and brought him over. Here's this big deal. We forgot we had him.
He was the New Japan World Champion, correct?
He was. Yes, he was.
And they bring him over here, and they're throwing him, like, not even mid-card.
No, not even. Like, they screwed him. I don't know why, but they did.
They better not F with Will Ospreay. I wanted to say the real word, and I could have, but I didn't. Will Ospreay's great.
Give him time. They will mess. They're already messing that up. They have him go 20 minutes with every jobber they can find.
He's got a missus at home, a baby.
He does, but last week they kind of killed him because they had him go 20 minutes with a Japanese guy in Shibata that nobody on American TV really is familiar with.
They're like, playing
very few people in this country know who that man is, and it don't take anything away from him. He's just never wrestled here, and he's a lot smaller than Ospreay, but he took him to the absolute limit and almost beat him 10 times in one match.
You know what NWA used to do before? And I was a mark then. I knew who Great Muta was, but if Great Muta was going to be on NWA,
he wasn't going 20 minutes with George South, was he?
No, he sure as hell wasn't.
He was. And he hit that move on a minute and a half in.
Prior to his arrival, they would show vignettes every week showing him with Dusty over in Japan. All it built it up for you. They're playing up to the Hot Topic wrestling fans. You know, the con, not con with a K, but the I don't want to say the word nerd, but you know, the overindulgent wrestling fan who might live in a broken down home, but is going to WrestleMania, is going to, WrestleCade or whatever the hell it's StarCast.
It's the one who either is never getting laid or is in a nerdy relationship where they go to Comic Cons together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just who it is. No, I'm not judging what I say. That's just who it is. Like that's just the audience they cater to.
It's like the folks that were on the show this past week. You know, the guy, he's like, I want to go to WrestleMania and I'm going to take out of my kids' college fund. We're going to go. And it's like, all right, enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy LA Knight versus AJ Styles singles.
Enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy this next one. Well, yeah, we moved on to Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens. That's right.
Yeah, but we closed up. I mean, I see him putting it on Randy.
I do too. But then Kevin Owens is going to turn on Randy because that's what he does. He turns on everybody he likes.
Yeah, he does. He did that good one with the best heel turn he ever did was with Jericho, though. That was so good.
That was real good.
Yeah. Okay.
And I give Kevin Owens full credit for everything.
Now, here's something that I did not know. Again, don't watch every single minute. I'm not saying that you do either, but you keep up with Cornette and all that. That probably certainly, because he does a recap of all the shows. I did not realize that Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, and Montez Ford were now known as the Pride.
Yeah. The Street Profits come out wearing nice suits now with Bobby Lashley, and he's kind of guiding them. And
I just didn't know they had a stable.
Oh, the name. You didn't know. Okay. Yeah.
The Pride.
Hmm. Yeah, and they're going to fight the Final Testament.
Oh, God. You know what? When they come out,
why is everything in wrestling biblical? Judgment Day, Final Testament. What the hell?
Oh, even with the, they do the three, or the two, what do they call it? The two hinge cross?
Yeah.
It's something from Ireland or something that's, some look at it as sacrilege, others, whatever.
Your Celtic cross.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. When they come out, I first thing I look at is Paul Ellering because, you know, he like when he's like doing, they give him a little bit of mic time. He's like doing it old school way. It's like he's about to fall down. The guy's very, very old. And,
Paul, he is, he's 70 now.
Well, he looks older.
He's looked that old for 30 years. Good for him.
True. And and then from him, I go look at Scarlett and most of my attention stays on her because she's very lovely. Karrion Kross is another one.
Is Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross.
Karrion.
They could have done so much more with him.
Vince didn't like him. He's got Triple H likes, and Vince didn't see it in him, but Triple H does.
Yeah, but with that though, I want to see Montez Ford get away from even Angelo Dawkins. That guy is a star, and
Angelo has gotten real good.
He slimmed the hell down, did he not? Yeah. Like
those guys are both great right now.
Yeah. Lashley, look at the career he's had. Look at, who knows how long he was in TNA. I mean, a long, long time. But the guy is still incredible. His physique is only second to Rod Gardner, for God's sake.
It is. Former wide receiver and Washington Redskin.
Go look at his Instagram. The guy's retired and in better shape than he was when he was in the pros. But, I love Montez Ford. APO, APTA, whatever the hell.
APA?
Yeah. No.
No, that's not them. That's the Acolytes.
No, what are they called?
The Final Testament now.
Yeah, but they had a tag team, man.
Authors of Pain, AOP. Yeah. That's it. Their names are – do you know the reference their names are making?
I always thought it was a reference to Lords of Pain.
They're individual names, Akam and Razar.
Right.
Because it's Paul Ellering, who's a very well-read man. He's making a joke about Occam's razor, which is a philosophical thought that basically is a complicated way of the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. It's such a deep, like Dennis Miller, Monday Night Football-ass joke that nobody who watches wrestling, even myself, can quite understand.
My Lord.
It's just, and that's Paul Ellering.
Man, That about put me to sleep even thinking about it. No offense toward you, but like,
no, yeah. it's weird. Too much thought put into this.
It's like yesterday. You remember we got an email from somebody we had never heard from within, you know, a company we deal with, and the last name was. It's the last name looked like incognito, like that's the way it read. And I'm like,
yeah,
this is a burner account. I know it. Sometimes they don't want to fully tell you that it's a fake one, but they put the crumbs out there. Or I'm paranoid. Who knows? Who do I see? God, I don't know.
I mean, they're either going to put over Cross or the Street Profits.
Right. Yeah.
Bobby Lashley's kind of, you know, he's kind of past the prime. And,
yeah, he's sliding into that managerial role. But God, he's still great.
He is. He can still go. Still looks better than anybody on the roster, like you said.
And plus, you got to get to see, like, incredible, like, high spots, too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Again, I'm so high on...
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, in wrestling terms, I'm high on Montez Ford. I love him.
Yes,
I probably fanboyed out when we interviewed him. It was like, man, I wanted to see you go on a singles run. Now they put you under Bobby Lashley and all that. And I was like, yeah, probably not the best thing to say. but I think he's tremendous. I think he's great.
Yeah, and he'll get his time whenever they decide to give it to him.
Yeah. That's the thing. You talk about AEW, and it's hard to talk about one without the other. But, you know, a lot of the – you look at some of these guys, and they look at this huge roster in WWE. Now, granted, AEW's got a huge freaking roster too, but –
yeah, their stats have come out on their roster.
Yeah. Well,
After the releases they did the other day, they have 137 guys signed right now. That's men alone.
Dude, I read that list. Three of the names I have no clue. And I watched that. I watched Dynamite, sometimes the other one, but I had never heard of some of them. But those were part of ROH as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So some of them, yeah, I had no idea who they were. Oh, man. Let me tell you a funny thing real quick. I just got a text from Big Brown. And
he
guessed who the WWE Hall of Famer is going to be.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that sucker. He's good.
Big stuff, man.
Yeah. So, yes. Then you go to... Now, with our predictions on night one, if Roman and The Rock win, they have to do... Bloodline rules, meaning
which is no disqualification. You got to fight Roman's entire family.
Okay, right, yeah, no DQ. Yeah. But then if Cody and Seth win, then Cody will get one-on-one with Roman with no interference. Everyone's barred.
Yeah, so it'll be Bloodline rules.
But I was gonna say that's never nobody holds true to that. Like, why are they fighting for something that we as fans know? They always interfere. The heels always do. That's not a cameraman. Takes the hood off. It's Jey Uso or whatever.
And this other cameraman is Solo Sikoa.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
that old lady in the front row is Paul Heyman.
They made him dye his hair again, remember?
They had a wig.
Yeah.
A wig and a muumuu.
So this is hard to predict other than... There's been all the, even with the video game I saw the other day, like you can do the Cody story. And this is such a big buildup. Plus, you know, Roman Reigns, I had read that he is having maybe some complications health-wise again. That could be whatever. I don't know it to be true. But it also depends on where The Rock is going after this. Is he coming back? Because he's not going, you know... That's too much of a buildup to just let it just go away, Ben.
Yeah, he'll do what he does. I don't know. I'll have a guess. You know.
Yeah.
I don't be around after this or not.
I see Cody winning the title, whether it depends on something with The Rock or not. I don't see what else. I mean, at this point, Roman Reigns keeping the belt is just boring.
You know what I think might happen on night two in Bloodline Rules? The Bloodline is going to get involved. And for some reason, nobody's ever thought, man, I should take some backup because the Bloodline is going to get involved. I need my guys too. You know what they might do on night two that would be great if they did it? Think about all the people Roman Reigns has wrestled and screwed over with interference. What if several of them get involved? Some of the people he's screwed out of the matches in the past, they might come back to haunt him.
Oh, man.
Because you've got to figure, I mean, like, you still might have, you've had McIntyre involved in night one. Maybe they'll be involved in night one. It won't be Bloodline Rules, but I think you might see something with Roman's, with all the crap he's pulled coming back to haunt him in some way.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
like, they got to get theirs at some point. They haven't, that's been like 5 years of waiting on them to get theirs.
I don't know contractually where Dustin Rhodes is with AEW, but if they could somehow secure that, even if, well, Tony Khan wouldn't allow it if it was, they wouldn't say, oh, yeah, one night only, whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, is that my computer or yours?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, it must have been mine. Okay, wow. My bad.
Your mic just went static. It's good now, though.
No. Okay,
it's cool. Better.
Okay.
We got to get you a mic that didn't come from the place we work.
Oh, it doesn't look like it landed on the moon via Russia.
Yeah, they got those $100 mics that aren't very good, but my tiny $40 microphone is much better.
Well, I if they could get Dustin, and I floated earlier today to you the idea, like, what if the most shocking thing in the world would be if Cody's own mother turned on him?
Yeah, like, but if they did that, I'd turn it off, probably throw the remote at the TV and never watch again. Don't give me Judy Bagwell on a damn pole part two. Like, don't book it like 2000 WCW. I know we want to be shocking, but we don't do that.
Let me ask you something. Be honest right now. When you watch, and I know you have, and most people that are at least still listening to this have seen the new Buff Bagwell. Does it feel authentic to you?
Nothing about him ever has.
No, I know.
It could be, and it still wouldn't to me.
I know. I see it. I'm like, oh boy, here we go again. And I am like, I want to tell Scotty Riggs, run, Scotty, run. But no,
he better be careful. I saw Scotty in a match because they brought back the turnbuckle championship wrestling. The one,
that, TCW.
That's right. Yeah, with that, the one Dusty started. That's right. Yeah,
that's mine, baby.
They've been doing shows on YouTube. They did at least one, and like Teal Rhodes is she's the GM or whatever.
Yeah.
But the main event was Scotty Riggs and Glacier were both involved in the main event. Scotty Riggs has still got the big ass calf implants in his legs, man. It looks messed up. It looks like he's got elephantitis of the lower leg because he's got calf implants that it just don't match.
God, I forgot about that.
Yep. And then Glacier's great. He's, you know, old Ray. He's probably pushing 60. Got a little bit of flub around the middle now.
Absolutely.
But still playing the Glacier gimmick.
Almost exclusively WCW Saturday night. He was like Orange Cassidy on every episode of AEW.
Yes, he was. Glacier looked like he might win a fight, though.
Is he still got a flat top or
don't yeah, he's still the same haircut. Still the same color too. It hadn't gone gray yet.
Nice. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a highlighter. I love the fact there's so many
spinning. Hang on. Okay. Your mic's out again. Now it's good again. Try again.
How about now?
Yeah, you're fine.
All this in. People understand.
Oh, now it's going to hell again.
I'm not moving at all.
I know. It's probably that those mics are not good.
Oh. Well. Just remember to take it out now.
It literally sounds like you're underwater.
Oh, no, I'm not even.
It's a mess, man. you're good now?
Okay, I just pushed the cord into my computer a little harder. I don't know.
Okay, you had a loose connection is all it was.
I suppose. You going to edit this out, though? If you don't, I don't care. No, I don't care. Yeah, I mean, it's more free, whatever. Things happen.
And it sounds a lot on our equipment is not good.
Well,
I ain't taking this out neither.
I usually going up to a WrestleMania, other than the outcomes, although many of those have been telegraphed in the past, there's so many spinning variables of heel turns, who's going to show up. You know CM Punk's going to be involved in somehow.
Uh-huh.
What are the variables with the Bloodline, The Rock, is he going to turn on? You know, it's so many. I also, The Rock and Triple H has to happen at some point. There's
Triple H can't with that heart stuff, man. He's done.
Oh,
he had that heart attack or heart, for whatever heart issue he had, he had to have some kind of emergency surgery. I mean, he can't come back wrestle from that. Ain't no way. I don't think.
Okay.
Then again, okay. Lawler did, but not in WWE.
Well, I was going to say, like, a lot of the
He did. Lawler did wrestle in WWE. He wrestled Michael Cole in WWE after the heart attack in Montreal. He did. Right. He did. All right. So maybe Triple H can. My bad.
Maybe. I mean, it's certainly not going to be like a prime example of their best work, but you know, the inference of the final boss and then that behind the scenes kind of, you know, altercation they had that time. Those are two big heads to be, you know, on the one's the baby face of the company. The other one's over here, heel. Again, that's all contingent upon what happens with it. And that's what I like about this WrestleMania is all the possibilities.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a fun two nights. I think Cody's going to finish the story this time. You can't do it another year. He's got to do it now.
I want to remind you of something too here.
What's that?
While he made his name playing for the likes of the Cincinnati Reds, Pete Rose was a Philadelphia Philly as well.
He was.
So I'm just saying, I want to see more. You know, you've got these guys under legends contracts. There, some of them may already likely, if you're a wrestling name, you're going to be in Philadelphia at one of the conventions or indie shows going on. Like that's, you're going to just go get the money from the fans, right?
Yes, but they have a bag for you in Philly.
Show them, have them backstage in some kind of fun thing. Like this, put the camera on them.
Apparently a lot of the AEW people haven't been allowed to go do a lot of the bookings in Philadelphia because they don't want to look minor league. They should address that on their TV shows. Yeah, they should address that on their TV shows instead, man.
God, I mean,
minor league, put on a good show.
Yeah, you know, but you know, take advantage of the fact that you're going to have, you know, any of these guys that you have under legends contract. You know, Bubba Ray Dudley, anybody, just use them in some way. Just add more. I'd rather see more of that than I'd see Meek Mill and Wheezy doing their latest songs.
Yeah, because anybody.
But I'm also 48, you know.
Well, but still, most Lil Wayne fans are in their late 40s.
Well,
most Lil Wayne fans are like between my age and yours in that window.
Yeah. I swear to God, the other night, I thought that was Alicia Fox, or I thought it was R-Truth in a wig going to jump out and scare somebody.
That's like, a tiny R-Truth.
Don't you love how they always do those cornball things where, picture, if you will, you're walking down a hall. And there's a person sitting on a chair down the hall. You see, but then you don't see them until you walk right up on them on camera. I hate that dumb shit.
That's fun. You know what I like they've been doing is they'll have, like, they'll be talking to somebody like Seth Rollins backstage or somebody, and you'll see Paul Heyman peeking around from behind an equipment case or around the corner down the hall, just eavesdropping on the interview. It's on live TV, but he's got to look around the corner to watch.
Dude, you remember before
he watched
passed,
it on damn TV?
They would put those Easter eggs of Bray Wyatt doing that before he passed. He would just be, you know, at first you're like, oh God, he walked into the shot, but no, it was supposed to be there, and it was going to lead to something, obviously. And that's the thing that, you know, not in closing or whatever, but I have it on my whatever my mindset or my cue in my mind. I want to watch that documentary. Before Mania. I know it. You were saying everybody
too,
said
but
it's sad. But
don't be sad, man. But it has to be.
Yeah. It ain't no more sad than either Iron Claw or the God. What was the Dark Side of the Ring?
Terry Gordy.
I could not finish it. It was
absolutely. But the Bray Wyatt thing is 2 hours long, and it's going to be done a lot better than the quality of Dark Side of the Ring is at this point. So it's going to get you bad, I think.
Yeah, plus
because Dark Side of the Ring is not as near as good as it used to be the first couple seasons. Like the production quality is just down.
I noticed that too. Yeah.
So the Bray Wyatt thing is going to hit you way harder, I think. And the Terry Gordy thing got me too, man. But the Bray Wyatt thing, it's going to be hard to watch.
Well, you know, he and I share the fact that when he first came in, I'm making a fun joke here, but when he first came in, he was Husky Harris.
Yeah,
that's my last name and the way I was described when I was missing in Walmart.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a Husky boy. Heavy set.
Yeah, he is. Man, I think we might need to wrap up soon.
Okay, good. The microphone sounds crap like crap again.
No, my colon's about to explode.
Oh hell.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be doing this again, and
it's fun. We love it. Now we can do it from the house too. It's even better.
It's even better. And everybody go enjoy WrestleMania, and then we'll do another pod to do a recap.
We got to review it next. We previewed it this week. Review it next week. It's awesome.
If it's your first time listening, go ahead and subscribe, and we'll do. We're getting on a good schedule of doing these a lot more. So
yes, sir. Thanks
for hanging in there with us, and we'll see you at the matches.
Yeah, I love that. Say down on the mat. Do the down on the mat outro. Do it.
You're going down on the mat. Yes, stud.
I just did John Boner. Oh, no, that's not him. The guy screamed. Howard Dean. Bye, y'all. Yeah.
Who's John Boner?
He's another politician from Ohio.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Goodbye.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.